The couple, John and Seraphine Borowski, live in a cabin on the river's south bank across from the seasonal village of Napaimute. The couple are both in their mid-70s. Water had been rising in the area since Wednesday when thick ice slabs jammed the river about 7 miles below the village. As of this morning, the Borowskis are safe in the community of Aniak. Ben Leary is in Napaimute. He grew up knowing the couple and was on the VHF radio with John as the water climbed towards their cabin.
And he was reluctant to call for a helicopter evacuation, but his wife wanted to be evacuated. So we went ahead and sent a helicopter to them last night.
Troopers received the call around 8 p.m., and the Rescue Coordination Center dispatched pararescue from Anchorage. They arrived in a helicopter about 4 hours later, around midnight. By then, the Borowskis had climbed into their boat, tied to their cabin to wait out the flood. The helicopter crew harnessed the couple out of the boat and flew them to Aniak. Ben Leary explains why John Borowski didn't want to leave his home.
He's a very solitary type of man. Values his isolation. That little piece of land he's got right there, that's his life's work. That's his most prized possession, is his little plot of land over there. And he spent his entire life building that place up.
Another friend of John's, Eric Morgan Sr. in Chuathpuluk, was also on the VHF radio with the Borowskis as the floodwaters climbed. Morgan was afraid that a sheet of ice could plow into the couple's home and hurt, maybe even kill the couple. Morgan told his friend John that life was more important than worrying about his house, and that the community would help him rebuild if his home was destroyed. In Napaimute, 21-year-old Ben Leary says he's never seen such high water. This morning, he said the runway, along with a 30-foot-tall airplane hangar, was underwater except for the roof. The water and ice have shoved 8 cabins off their foundations and pushed them into the woods. He says the icebergs measure 5 feet thick.
There's only 4 dwellings at the moment that are untouched by the water, but if that ice hits us, and that water, I doubt that that's going to last very long.
Leary's cabin is currently above the waterline. He's in Napaimute with 2 15-year-olds from Aniak. They've prepared the property as well as they could for potential flooding by securing loose items and moving valuable items to higher ground. He says if the water overtakes the cabin, they will climb the hill to the church, taking food, drinking water, and a satellite phone, and wait at least 24 hours before calling a helicopter rescue. With help from KYUK's Christy Schallenberger, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur in Bethel.